Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. We're doing another solo dolo because y'all love the solos. And honestly, I just haven't really been in the mood to have guests on lately. I feel like I used to live like that, where I would do what I think I should be doing versus what I actually wanted to do. And ever since I've shifted gears, guys, it all comes back to the quarter life crisis. I'm literally going to be 70 years old and I'm going to be like, so I went through this quarter life crisis. Like, every time I talk about anything life changing, it has to do with the quarter life crisis. And that included the moment I started deciding to do whatever the fork I wanted to do versus what I thought others wanted me to do. Life got real good. So we have major updates in the TK Juicy universe. Oh my gosh. I just found out, I'm not even kidding you, probably an hour or so ago that I think I'm going to be in Italy now from what was going to be like a week or maybe 2 weeks to a month. So I'm not complaining. I'm very excited. I'm just a little stressed, but weirdly enough, I feel like I'm saying I'm stressed, but I'm not. I know I have peace about it. And that is just so, I feel like, unlike me as far as traveling internationally. Like, I am pretty good at planning ahead and, I don't know, having my shit together. Because I've been traveling internationally so much, I feel like I've gotten so comfortable with it and realize it's not as intense as it needs to be. I grew up in a household where my dad would get to the airport like 2 to 3 hours early, like insane early vibes, planning travel anxiety. Like, my dad definitely has travel anxiety. He would never admit it, but I'm here to admit it for him. So sorry, Dad, calling you out. One time my dad, before a flight, he's gonna get so mad that I'm saying this. Maybe he won't even listen, whatever. We had one of those flights at 6 a.m. and I live in Bloomington, Indiana, which means the Indianapolis airport is like an hour away. So when the flight's at 6, that means it boards at 5:30, which means you need to get there at 4:30, which means you should probably leave the house at like 3:30, right? But my dad likes to be there 2 hours early. So that means we were leaving at 2:30. So he wakes my ass up, the whole family, and we're getting all of our luggage in the car, etc. I'm like, was I even there? Maybe it was just my brother. All I know is my dad drove into the garage door. Like, he didn't open the garage door. He was so stressed. He just drove back straight into the garage door and, like, forked up our garage door before we left for a big trip. Anyway, he definitely has travel anxiety. Speak of the devil. That's so weird. My dad's calling me. Hold on. Hey, you're on my podcast.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I just found out I think I'm going to be in Italy for a month.
Wow. Hey, you got to work on your insurance, though, too. We got to do that sometime.
Okay. Also, I just told... Oh, if that is not the most conversation with my dad, like, guys, why can my dad not call me without bringing something up about either car registration, taxes, insurance, or sports? Like, I swear that's how his brain works. Like, heaven forbid he asks what I'm doing today or, like, how I've been doing. Bro, why are men so weird? Like, actually, sometimes I'm like, do you think, like, this is not just my dad, I just think straight men in general. I'm like, hello, knock, knock, knock. Like, is anything in there? They're so dumb. Anyway, sorry, I was just thinking about this earlier about how, like, dumb men are, because I was posting on my Instagram story about how funny it is when a guy uses the laughing emoji unironically, because I feel like I use it ironically. Like, it's such a funny emoji. I don't know. That's just like a TikTok thing. Like, why is it embarrassing when someone like uses that emoji for realsies? But it's like kind of cute and pure when a straight, normal ass dude uses the emoji, because they're just doing it like to express their emotion like that. To them, they like actually think that's so funny and like the way to show it. Whereas I show laughter on text by saying ha 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 ha. But I don't know. I just think it's the funniest thing when people use the laughing emoji unironically, because I feel like me and all of my friends use it ironically. Anyway, one of my friends DM'd me and they were like, oh my God, really? It like gives me the ick when they use that emoji. And I was like, but babe, like, it was one of my gay BFFs. I was like, but babe, like, when a straight guy uses it, like, they're so dumb. Like, it doesn't give me the ick because I know they're dumb and like they just use that emoji on the regular, like, to express their emotions because they don't know how to express anything else, but they know how to use the laughing emoji. Anyway, yeah. So my dad. Wow, that was such a chaotic conversation. My dad is an anxious traveler, and I grew up, I don't know, I feel like being so stressed regarding travel, even though my mom was quite the traveler growing up. But now, because I have just like so much experience traveling internationally, I'm just not as stressed. I have a weird peace about it, you guys, which I'm not questioning. It makes me feel like I'm just meant to go there. And it's weird because when everyone was booking our flight to Italy, it was me, Jackson, Ashley, and Taryn all on a FaceTime, and then Alicia couldn't make it, so she just booked the same one as us. When we were booking, everyone was booking a round trip, and I just like knew in my soul I was gonna extend. I was like, I'm just going to book a one way. Like, I don't know when I'm going to come back. I don't want to be stressed about canceling this or changing it, et cetera. So this whole time, I'm the only one that has had a one way, and for a damn good reason, because I'm extending it. So I'm flying to Italy on Saturday. It's Tuesday right now. I have nothing else planned, no Airbnbs, no flights, no anything, and I'm staying there for a month. The reason I'm staying there for a month is because I'm going for this wedding for a week in Florence. After Florence, I decided I was going to extend and do a little girls' trip because my friend Sarah, who also owns Ron Rebellious, which, side note, I did a collab with Ron Rebellious and I love Sarah to death and we are great friends. And that was such an awesome, epic moment in my life. By the way, go shop Ron Rebellious. They slay. Anyway, Sarah told me, because she's going to this wedding, she's like, hey, I think I'm going to travel afterwards, bop around Europe, et cetera. Let me know if you want to join it. I never wrote it off, but I never was like, fork, yeah, I'm going to do that. I was just kind of like, keep me in mind. Maybe we'll work something out. Her little travel plan turned into another girl who's going to the wedding, joining her, who's single as well. So I was like, okay, this could be fun. Don't know what's going on there. Again, I don't really know them that well, but it could be fun, et cetera. I definitely don't know the other girl at all. So then it turned into just those two traveling to two other girls that I don't know. And Sarah kept telling me, updating me, keeping me in the loop, et cetera. There's no plans, but just, you know, keeping me in the loop with all these people being added to the group. So I just found out, because I was going to maybe travel with some couples, that, you know what? I don't really want a third wheel for like a whole last week. I'm down to third wheel for a night or two, but for a whole last week in Italy, like, I want to be with girls. I want to be doing my single girl shit. I want to be meeting hot, zaddy Italians with other hot girls. I don't want to be going to bed early and like, I'm in Italy, I'm single, I'm 25, you know? So I decided just this last week that I'm going to extend for maybe a week and a half. So I'd be there for 2.5 weeks. Well, just found out today that Alicia invited me as her plus one on a brand trip to Italy. Is this not insane? Like, the stars are just aligning in a weird way that I would have never in a million years imagined. But this is what Anna Grace told me, my friend, who is an Akashic Records reader, which you should go listen to that episode because she literally changed my life with her reading. She was like, you need to be bopping around, randomness, spontaneity, travel, all of these things that are happening in my life, not even with me trying. It's just like these things are being handed to me essentially in a silver platter. And it's like, how could I not take up the opportunity? It's the first time in my life too, I basically have zero obligations or people to report to or, you know, work to be at, etc. So it's the most bizarre position to be in because it feels so unfamiliar to me. Like, being able to just be like, yeah, I guess I'll go for a month and not have anything planned. Like, it's crazy, privileged, insane situation to be in, but I'm like, I feel crazy to not take advantage of it. So we're doing the damn thing. I have no idea how to pack for a month, but I'm gonna figure it out. I feel like I just used to stress out about those things, and now I'm like, whatever, I'll share clothes, I'll find detergent, I'll wash my clothes by hand. Like, I don't know. It's just shit to me isn't that deep anymore. So the brand trip is in June, and we were planning on traveling. The girls were all planning on traveling for 1 to 2 weeks. So now I'm turning that into 2 weeks. So I'm going to be there for literally 4 weeks, which is insane bananas. But I'm so excited. And I truly have such a weird peace about it. I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I called my mom. I was just on the phone with her. And I was like, so I just got invited to this, blah, blah, blah. I might be in Italy for a month. She was like, absolutely, you should do that. And I don't know, something about calling your mom and her, not that I'm really asking for her approval, but like secretly, I feel like I'm always low-key asking, or I really value her response or the tone. Like, I can tell if she's not about something versus when she's about it. And she was so immediately supportive and like, absolutely, you should do that. So it made me feel like I have the green light even more. I don't know, that's the worst, when your mom has a bad feeling about something because they're always right. Have you ever brought a guy home or introduced your mom to a guy or have been talking about a guy and for some reason she can't even put a finger on why she doesn't like him, but she just doesn't love his vibe. And she doesn't even really say much, but you know she doesn't like him. That's the worst. But my mom was the opposite about Italy. She was like, absolutely, you're the exact age, you're 25, you should be in Europe traveling, figuring out yourself, being with a bunch of girlfriends, having fun, being single, going on dates with Italian men. I was like, slay, thank you, Kelly. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing slash time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So I am now recording the House Down Boots, and hopefully I will record a podcast with all of the girls. I'm actually really excited for the girls' trip because I was so sad. I was trying to get my friend Libby to come. I was trying to get my mom maybe to come. I was trying, because all I wanted was a travel buddy because all my friends are freaking cuffed. I even tried to get Alicia to come or Ashley and Jackson to stay, and they all were going back. They weren't going to extend. So things just weren't working out in my favor as far as like my friends traveling with me. And I don't know. I really think it's meant to be. And I'm sure I'm going to come back from this trip, specifically being with the girls for those 2 weeks that I don't really know at all. I quite literally just met 3 of them on FaceTime a few days ago. We were like, hi, I'm TK. I live in LA. Like, literally doing the damn thing. Like, you're on the first day of school. Introducing yourself. I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel like I'm going to have, in one way or another, a life-changing trip. And I named the group chat Mamma Mia, even though it's like the Italian version, because like, what the heck? This is so crazy. I can't believe this is my life. I'm pinching myself. My younger self would be freaking the fork out that this is what's happening. right now. So I'm trying to enjoy every moment. I think I'm going to bring a journal and try and journal every night. And obviously I'm going to vlog like crazy and maybe record a podcast. I don't know. But definitely follow me on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the things, because I'm going to be documenting it all. There's another word that Anna Gray said was going to be prominent, documenting the House Down Boots. And I do love LA and I love my routine right now. And I love doing the 75 hard thing, which is almost done, by the way. Crazy. But I don't know. I've kind of been getting bored here for a hot second. And I've purposely been saying no to things, but it's just because I'm not that, I don't know, I'm really big on what will fuel my fire or serve me in a positive way. And this Italy trip, I know, is just going to be good. I'm so excited. Speaking of Italy, for the wedding, Hayley Ringo, I cannot wait to watch her get married. This might be the most fun wedding I'll ever go to, because Hayley and Brian, her fiance, are the most fun people ever. Like, they're probably in the top five most fun people I've ever met in my entire life, specifically Hayley. Like, she is an absolute blast. I love her with my entire heart and soul. Anyway, the wedding's black tie. So I'm not even kidding you guys, I ordered 11 dresses. Like, I'm insane. I know. But one, I have a bunch of weddings that are black tie this year. So I was like, if one of them doesn't work out for this wedding, obviously I can wear it to another wedding. Second of all, I just want to look freaking good at this wedding, because there may or may not be someone I have a crush on at it. So I just wanted to feel my best and find the perfect dress. And lastly, I wanted to make a video about black tie wedding dresses. So the ones that I'm not going to wear don't fit me right or just are weird, I'm going to return. And I was like, fork it. I have the time to return things now. I literally used to not have time to grocery shop or even think about returning something. Like, the fact that I now have time to like think about going to the post office to return something is mind boggling to me. Or that I can go to the dry cleaner on a normal ass day or at a normal hour. It's crazy. It's the coolest thing. So now I'm in my returning era, because I quite literally used to order shit, and if it wouldn't fit, I didn't have time to return it. So I would just donate it or give it to a friend or something like that, which sucks balls. Like, I want to get the most out of my money. My friends benefited heavily from that bad habit that I had. But I would say through this trial and error process of finding the perfect dress for this wedding, I have really nailed down what type of fit and fabric and vibe looks good on me. What I have discovered, unfortunately, though, is that these stores, like, sizes mean nothing. Like, traditionally, I am a size 6, pretty much in everything, or a medium. Y'all, the amount of dresses that I've ordered in a size 6 that could either be massive on me or way too small. It's all over the spectrum. It actually pisses me off. So I've gotten really good about reading reviews and knowing my measurements instead of like my exact size, because I feel like that's more important. And I rely heavily on the reviews. Now I'm reading like if it fits true to size or if it runs big or whatever. That has helped me a ton, because I never really used to look at that stuff. I would just order my size, and now it has been an absolute game changer. But funny enough, the dress that I think I'm going to end up wearing is probably the most simple, and I wanted so badly for this wedding to wear something so fun and out there, like a crazy color or print or pattern, or just, you know, it's Italy, it's Hayley. Like, she is the most fun, vibrant person ever and wants people to wear fun colors, but it is black tie, so you can wear a black dress. The dress I think I'm going to end up wearing is black, and because it fits me the best. It literally fits me like a glove. And there's another option that's a red dress that I do look hot in, but it's just so tight, you can barely move around or dance in it. And dancing is a huge priority to me. Like, if I can't move around, vibe on the dance floor, like throw it back, okay, hit a little Dougie here and there. No, I'm kidding. I want to have fun and be relaxed. I don't want to be worried about feeling bloated or anything like that. Because when you're traveling, like, you're supposed to have fun and relax and eat whatever the fork you want and drink whatever the fork you want. And that's truly how I vacation and travel. So I don't want to be worried about, I don't know, looking good in my dress. Like, this black dress, I know I'll look good no matter what. Just the way it fits me is... So yeah, the one dress that I really wanted to work out was this blue MacDougall dress. And I literally ordered it in two different sizes. They both fit me weird. Sometimes you just got to accept the defeat and move on. And what looks good on someone might not look good on you. And that makes sense, actually, because you have completely different body types. And even when it comes down to, like, your complexion, like, sometimes a color will look really good on my friend, but it'll look awful on me. That's why I'm a big fan of just ordering a shit ton now and trying them all on, because you never know. Also, my friend Sarah, the Ron Rebellious girl, told me this morning that when she last minute shops, especially from places like Revolve or Princess Polly or Nordstrom, where they have, like, a great return policy, she will order all of the dress options in two different sizes. So, like, a small and a medium, or a medium and a large, or whatever size you are, large, extra large, whatever. She will order the same dress that she wants to wear in two sizes because she doesn't have the time to, you know, try one on, figure it out, return it, get the new one, etc., and then just deal with the returns later, because most of those places have, like, a 30 plus day return policy. I want to say Nordstrom's is like 100 days, which is insane. So definitely take advantage of those return exchange options, because then you'll be able to find the perfect dress and not be stressed about it. I will say, though, my bank account hates me right now. Like, I cannot even think about buying another dress right now because I have bought so many. And the gowns are forking expensive. But the reason why I don't feel, I guess, as bad is because I can rewear them, because I have so many weddings to look forward to. And I'm totally going to let my friends borrow them when they have a wedding they need to wear it to. And or red carpet shit. Like, I don't have hardly any gowns, and I feel like I'm getting to the age where I'm going to, like, galas, charity things. Like, what if I meet a daddy and he invites me to his sister's black tie wedding? Like, I'm going to need a dress, okay? So I guess it's the time in my life where I need to have a few gowns ready to go in the closet, in the juicy closet. But I'm a huge fan of borrowing clothes and sharing clothes with my friends. I know damn well Alicia and I are going to be swapping the house down boots, whatever we bring in our suitcases in Italy, because we do that all the time to begin with. And all the girls I'm sure that I will meet on my Mamma Mia trip, Italy version. It's like Taylor's version, but Italy version. We already talked about all sharing clothes because we're going to be there for so long and we don't want to overpack. Although I'm a chronic overpacker. Like, I cannot pack lightly. It's just not in my nature. I'm so excited. I think it's going to be really fun. I feel like I needed this, I don't know, spark of, I'm kind of scared. This is kind of spontaneous. This is putting me outside of my comfort zone. Like, these are all the things I've been saying and putting out there and wanting to do. And now I just have to act on it and make the most of it. So that's what we're doing, because this is out of my comfort zone. And I love doing things I just never normally would do. I love doing things that are new and being out of my bubble. I'm so, so, so excited. And I'm so grateful to be able to have this job. I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I'm having a moment. So thank you guys for bearing with me and for watching all my stuff, because without you watching, I wouldn't be able to do a life-changing trip like this. So yeah. And I always say, you know, the best thing to spend your money on is travel. And yeah, I'm really excited. It'll be funny too, because the first week for the wedding, I'm pretty sure we're staying in, like, a nice hotel, and it's going to be a little, you know, bougie wedding shit. But the following 2 weeks, like, I just know we're going to stay in, like, a clean, nice area, but it's going to be a lot more less bougie, and we're just going to be, like, flying by the seat of our pants. And I don't know, I kind of love that energy. I love when it feels like camp and you're, like, trying to figure shit out. And I don't know, when I'm traveling, like, I don't need the nicest of the nice. I don't know. I would rather spend it on, like, a nice dinner or, I guess, actual experiences instead of, like, a hotel room, because I'm not going to be in the hotel room that long or hardly at all. I'm just going to sleep there. So yeah, it's going to be, like, totally different vibes. It's going to be like wedding, lovey-dovey vibes, then 2 weeks of single girl craziness, randomness, chaos. And then the last week is going to be like work TK on this brand trip, being a plus one, networking, the house down boots. I'm going to be so tired when I get back. But I'm so excited and just so grateful that I get to do this. How cool. If you ever get the chance to go on any trip, fork it. Say yes. Make it work. Money comes and goes, but experiences and memories don't. Not to sound like a Home Goods sign, but there's something to it. There's really something to the Home Goods signs. You know, live, laugh, love. Peace, love. Travel, etc. Okay, shifting gears. I want to talk about something that I've been trying to focus on lately, which is fulfilling my desires, which I know that sounds a little foo-foo right now, but it really is simple. I feel like I've lived most of my life doing what I thought others thought I should do in hopes that I would get approval from them. But I've shifted my mindset recently. I think it's just because I've had more time to think and do what I want because I have the time versus, I don't know. I feel like my whole life I've just been going through the motions, doing what I think I need to be doing. But I've had this huge realization lately since I've become my own boss and I'm in charge of my entire schedule, what I want to do, my hobbies, like down to the tiniest thing. Like my life used to be so controlled by my schedule. I felt like my schedule ran me instead of me running my schedule. And one of the things that I've always wanted to have the time to do is, for instance, be like, I want to go to the beach and actually do it, or make a new recipe I saw on TikTok and actually do it. I feel like so many times I would see those things or have things I would want to do and I'd be like, oh, I'll wait for a good time. Now that I'm in control of my own schedule, I can decide whatever the fork I want to do when I want to do it. So something I've been trying to be really intentional about is fulfilling my desires. So this weekend, everyone was asking me to do something. I was like, I don't want to go. What I do want to do is I had this huge desire to make smash burgers. And this is so silly and stupid, but I think it's important. I'm trying to be really intentional if I have a desire to actually do what it is, because I feel like so many times I don't fulfill the promises to myself and it's starting to drive me nuts and it makes me question myself, and I want to trust myself more than anyone or anything. So I'm starting small with something like smash burgers. I don't know why they've been in my head, probably because I watched this guy on YouTube that like reviews burgers. So I've been thinking about smash burgers a lot lately, and not only have they been sounding good, but I'm like, I kind of want to know how to make them, because when I become wifey, like I want to know how to make smash burgers. So instead of going to whatever, I don't know, something my friends invited me to, I was like, no, I need to scratch this itch right now and be disciplined to what I actually want to do. So I walked my little ass to Whole Foods and got all the ingredients. Actually, that's a lie. I went to the pool first because that's something I've always wanted to do too. But I'm like, oh, I'll do that when I have more time. No, just make the time for it. So I decided to look on TikTok because, I don't know, the thought of like reading an actual recipe, I'm like, no, I need to watch a TikTok. I'm a visual learner. So I found that guy Daryl on TikTok, and he was making smash burgers for his daughter and her like 38 sorority sisters that were over. And I was like, perfect. I'm just going to do what Daryl does. So I walked my little ass to Whole Foods. I got my tulips. I got my whatever. I literally pretend like going to the grocery store is recess. It's like sometimes I'm not in the mood to go. Anytime there's like a chore or an errand I don't want to do, I just convince myself that it's recess and it's fun. And it's like I get to get out of the house and blow off some steam. So I went to Whole Foods, and I always like to romanticize it. I'm like, maybe I'll meet my boyfriend here. Like, maybe we'll cause a scene. Like, what's going to happen? So I put my little headphones on. I bring my hot pink Whole Foods bags. I go and get my tulips and my produce, whatever. I ended up, like, full-blown grocery shopping. I get my ground beef, the cheddar cheese, all the condiments, ketchup, mayo, mustard, pickles, everything. And walked my little ass back to my apartment and made the smash burgers. And you guys, I'm not even kidding you, they live rent free in my head. Like, I'm so glad I did that. First of all, now it's like, it has to be in my top five meals of things that I know how to make. It's always good to have 3 to 5 meals that it can be your go-tos. In fact, I think it's important to have a top five of like everything in your life ready to go. It's actually a good lesson or challenge if you're confused where you're at in life right now to write down like favorites, like movies, drinks, meals, restaurants, etc. And I think it's like kind of challenging, but it's a fun activity to do if you're like confused about yourself right now or where you are in life. Try the top five game, because I don't know, things change, and I feel like it says a lot about someone. Like your top five favorite songs, your top five, basically anything you would ask someone or want to know about them on a first date, like what's your favorite, blah, blah, blah. Where's your favorite place to travel? You should have like a top five, because I don't know. I think it's super hot when someone knows exactly what they like and what they want. And it can change, of course, but that's a good little tool or lesson to do when you're feeling confused. Anyway, the burgers, they were an absolute hit. I had an absolute blast making them and eating them. And I know that's such a silly, stupid example, but it's something I'm trying to get a lot more intentional about, because I feel like I always make lists of things I want to do. And it's like, okay, why aren't you checking them off? Or like, why aren't you doing them? Because it's not convenient, or because so-and-so invited you to blah, blah, blah. So in a work setting, I'm trying to be very intentional with what types of videos I make, because I used to just film when I could get any content or clip or anything like flying by the seat of my pants. But now I'm trying to be really intentional, like, okay, if I've always wanted to film this video, now's the time to do it. Or I'm just more aware, like I used to say, oh, I'll do that when I have more time. And it's like, okay, well, bitch, you have more time. So are you going to start going on all the dates? Are you going to start filming what you want? Are you going to start whatever? Because you only live once. YOLO, baby. It really is true. I feel like after having, I guess, a traumatic incident within my family of someone passing away, shit can change by the blink of an eye. And you never know if today will be your last day, if in a year it'll be your last day, if in a year it'll be your loved one's last day. It's really morbid, but it's really true. So you have to do whatever the fork you want right now. And you got to put you first. You know that TikTok sound that's like, I got to put me first. And that's just something I've been trying to be very, I guess, aware of and put top of mind, because even though I know what I want and I feel like I'm a pretty strong-willed person, I definitely am a people pleaser. And if someone else in my life is wanting to do something, I'll just go with the flow. And I'm kind of trying to reel in the going with the flow. I think it's a strength and a weakness of mine. Like, obviously, it's nice having someone that can go with the flow. And that's the easy thing to do. It's hard to be the one that, like, makes the plans, makes the decisions, etc. I'm trying to be way more confident in the decisions that I'm making and stand by what I say. Like, I guess walking the talk instead of just talking the talk and saying, oh, I've always wanted to do that. Well, there's never going to be a good time to do that. You have to start now. It's like that saying I always say, launch now, adjust later. Like, start doing whatever the fork you want now and you'll figure it out along the way. Anyway, I don't know if that resonated with anyone, but that's just kind of where my head's been at. I've definitely also been trying to enjoy spending time with myself, because I'm really figuring out what I love by spending time with myself. And I think it's important at this age. Like, watching all of these people that I know get married has been such a huge eye-opener for me, because I'm like, holy shit. Like, I want to know exactly who I am and what I want when I'm married, because I don't want to be figuring out who I am still when I'm dating someone seriously. Like, I want to know exactly who I am and what I want and what I bring to the table, so I actually, for realsies, know my worth. Because I don't know, I think when you don't know what you want, you can end up with the wrong person, and then that can lead to divorce. And y'all know I'm so triggered by divorce. And I also want to date someone that knows what the fork they want. Like, it's so unattractive to me when they don't know what they want. So I don't want to be my own red flag. So because I'm 25, I'm trying to take advantage of these last 5 years in my 20s to really figure out myself and honestly kind of date myself. Like, it's so embarrassing to think about now, but I used to date people or try and date people just because I wanted them to like me versus me actually liking them. Like, dead ass, guys, I look back at some of the people I dated and I'm like, why did I date them? Like, I don't even think they're hot. I just wanted them to like me, which like, I'm sure we've all done. Or maybe that's just a me thing and I'm just weird. But now I'm so aware of, I don't know, checking in with me first. Like, do I actually like them? Do I find them attractive? Like, who cares if they like me or don't like me? Like, do I think they're funny? Because of course they're going to think I'm funny. No, I'm kidding. But seriously, like, you have to think that way. And I think girls especially, like, we go on dates just wanting to be like, oh my God, does he like me? Like, does he want to date me, etc. It's like, babe, do you want to date him? Like, is he that great? Something to keep in mind. This weekend was the first time I ever took my brother to F45, which is the workout class that I love to go to. He's been to one other F45 class at another location, but the downtown one is definitely my favorite. And I feel like I've built this little mini community at my F45 class and just within downtown itself. And it's something I'm trying to get a lot better at, because I feel like I was always leaving downtown or like meeting my friends. And now I am like, you can come to me. I live in an awesome area. Like, I've come to you so many times. Y'all can drive to me. Like, why was I bending over backwards for every single person in my life? Like, does anyone else relate? I feel like my whole ass life, I've just been a people pleaser and bending over backwards for everyone so that they would like me and not doing whatever the fork I wanted to do. And now I'm like, that I have time to think, I'm like, wait, what have I been doing? Like, I don't want to do that. I don't even want to go to that. Why would I drive that far or waste that much time? So I've also been trying to be really intentional about building a community of people downtown outside of my bubble. So I've met a few people in my building. I've met people at my workout class. I've seen some people at Whole Foods, etc. And that has been very fun and fulfilling. So I encourage you to make a community in the city you're in right now outside of your original bubble, because of course you have your friends. That's epic. But even having regulars in your community, as far as like the postman or the barista or whatever, I think having people that you see on the regular is really important in what makes a home feel like a community or feel like a home. That's like what makes a new city feel like a home, is like having your barista or having your favorite coffee shop or having your whatever. And it's weird because I've lived in LA and downtown for like 8 years, but I feel like this is the first time I've ever like actually made it feel like my community, which is crazy bananas. And I don't recommend waiting that long to do that. So that's another thing I've been trying to do, is like actually, instead of going through the motions, like making small talk with a barista, like becoming friends with them or asking their name or like little things like that, your smoothie person, like seeing what they're up to, or it doesn't have to be intense, but it's definitely a little thing that's just made my day better. And I don't know, I just wanted to share it because it's like so simple and you'd think I'd have that figured out by now, but apparently I needed to have my quarter life crisis. Guys, everything goes back to the quarter life crisis. I'm so sorry. I kind of want to wrap this episode with talking about my goals for my trip. I think it's super beneficial when you go into something having a game plan. You don't have to stick to it, and I hardly ever stick to it, but it's very helpful when you do have a game plan. So off the top of my head, I'm going to come up with my goals for my Italy trip. 1, find a hot Italian daddy. 2nd goal is, or just like someone to have a fun fling moment. Like, wouldn't that be crazy if I just came back with an Italian boyfriend? Like, that would be bananas. Two, I would love to have a better sense of direction as far as where I want to take my content and YouTube channel. I feel like anytime I come back from a trip, I feel really inspired. And I don't know, I've been like struggling with finding a schedule or an uploading schedule, and I just haven't been as into YouTube lately, which makes me really sad because YouTube is my baby and it's my favorite platform. And I think it's mainly because I'm behind on uploading, because I've been behind on editing because I had strep throat for 2 weeks. So I'm trying to catch up. But I don't know, I guess I just want to find like a new purpose as far as like what content I want to be making. Like, how can I help someone? Like, what direction am I headed in? What am I trying to teach someone? What am I trying to share? And maybe that's just figuring out who you are in your 20s. Like, that could be, that's kind of what I'm thinking right now. But I would love to have more clarity in that area. I guess as far as like the actual girls trip, a goal that I have from that is just to have some really great memories and like insane stories to be able to tell my kids. Like, that's a goal I would love to have. I also would love to have great friendships with, it doesn't have to be all the girls because I feel like that's a lot of pressure, but I don't know. I think it'd be sick if I came back to LA and I had like a really good friend now that I never in a million years kind of would have had. So that's another goal that I have. Another goal I have is when I am capturing content or photos or videos or whatever it is, I want to be capturing it because I'm genuinely having the best time, which I feel like I'm pretty good at actually in comparison to some other creators. Like, I hate it when I'm like, we need to stop what we're doing so we can like take a really good photo. Like, I just want to be having the best time and just happen to get good content while I'm doing that, because I feel like that translates way better on the internet anyway, and it just feels the most authentic. So I'm going to try and do that more so than like forcing things. I guess it's just not forcing filming or editing or taking photos, which I know can sound silly if for most of you that aren't a content creator, but it's like a weird thing when your job is to be taking cute photos and like to be having fun, but you don't want to force having fun. So I guess my goal is to be having an absolute blast and be wanting to capture it at the same time. Oh, another goal I have is to be more flirty and just like for the plot energy. I feel like I definitely can be a little rigid when it comes to men. Like, I will not even dabble. Like, I don't give guys a chance a lot. So I guess I need to be more open-minded into letting men come in and maybe prove me wrong. I'm definitely skeptical with guys a lot. Like, with friends, I'll let anyone in. I'm like, oh, love her, blah, 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 blah. With guys, I'm so skeptical. I'm like, you have to earn my trust. But I feel like I need to be a little bit more open-minded with men. And I don't know, I just assume every man is like creepy or trying to get something from me. So that's why I definitely have like a front on. I definitely need to be a little more open-minded in that area, because you never know what could happen. What if I meet someone at this wedding? What if I meet someone just vibing in Italy at a bar? Like, that would be crazy. I just need to be more open-minded. Anytime a guy comes up to me, I'm like, and I need to let them like me, I guess. I would love to have a fling. I'm running around Italy with a man, just living my best romantic life. That would be so fun and crazy to tell my kids one day. I would love to learn something from the other girls that I'm traveling with. I feel like I have a lot of friends that are content creators, and none of them really are content creators. So I'd love to learn something new from them, just in a totally different area of life, which I know I will, but that's definitely a goal of mine, is to learn something new from each and every one of the people that I'm traveling with. Even if I don't feel like I could be best friends, like, you can always learn something new from someone, and everyone has something to offer. So that's definitely something I'm going to try and do as well. Oh, another goal is to get 10K steps in a day, which I definitely will be able to do in Europe, but I don't want to go too off the rails. Like wedding week, I'm going to go crazy. But once I'm traveling and like because I'm staying there for a month, I can't go crazy the entire month. Maybe a little crazy, but I kind of want to stick to, I guess, like just getting a good workout in or eating nutrients every day. I definitely need to bring my Athletic Greens. Wouldn't that be the perfect time for me to have an Athletic Greens sponsorship? Athletic Greens, please sponsor me. Please sponsor the pod. It's seriously the best thing to bring when you're traveling. Oh, and another goal is to not lose my suitcase or lose anything. When I went to Europe last year, knock on wood, my suitcase got lost and it was such a shit show. So please, please, traveling gods, don't lose my suitcase. Oh my gosh, that reminds me, I should probably pack my actual wedding dress in my carry-on because that would be horrible. I'm going to do that. Okay, there we go. Well, guys, that's a wrap. I'm really excited about this trip. Such a chaotic, updated episode. This is just how my life is. You never know when something's going to happen. This is not what I was expecting to talk about today, but I also wasn't expecting to go to Italy for a month. So now my mind is shifting gears, and I'm really excited. I'm just so excited. I can't wait to go home and pack. Also, does anyone else, this is the first time for my trip that I have pretty much tried on almost everything that I plan on bringing. I haven't tried on everything yet, but most of the dresses and like the things for the events, I try them all on, take a mirror pick, and then I copy and paste the outline of myself. You know how you can do that on like the iPhone now? If you just like hold down your finger, it like copies down just the figure of the person. And you can copy and paste it into a note, and I'm like planning out all of my outfits. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next couple of days while I'm packing. And it's actually been so helpful because then I can see everything and remember what I brought. Because, you know, sometimes when you throw shit in your suitcase, you're like, what's in what bag? What did I even bring? I totally forgot I could wear that to this, etc. So like for the wine tour, I'm wearing this cute little romper. For the welcome party, I have this like lemon dress. I have like random day fits, date night fits, etc. So I highly recommend doing that. And I can't wait to keep you posted on how the trip goes. I love you guys so much. Be sure to follow me on all of my social media accounts so you don't miss all the epic Italy content. And we will talk soon. Love y'all. Make someone's day this week. Peace.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.